I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We're not reaching this pretty significant portion of the population who are saying, you know what, it's great, that's not my thing. I don't really feel like I fit. I'm going to go ahead and work on my own. And we're maybe harnessing some incredible power to fight the enemy, to promote the kingdom of God, to really do amazing things. Maybe the church is just a little bit behind and overlooking some women who have the power to really make a difference.
Well, I guess you mentioned that. You could certainly see that being the case, that there's a group of women that say, I don't really have time for that. Is that one of the characteristics that we're not just going to be wasting a lot of time?
I hesitate to put it that way because nothing that we do like that is necessarily a waste of time. And there are many women that benefit from that. It's just that those of us who are in the strong will category are thinking, wow, it's a little bit fluffy, or I want a little bit more action. I want to move things forward. I've got all these things pressing in. I've got to get accomplished. It has to be pretty compelling, you know, to get me to stop. And I probably am not going to go to a fashion show or something that's what I would think is a little bit fluffy just for me. My sister is, you know, happy, but not me. So what do you have that's going to really draw and attract me? I want to be challenged. I want to be, you know, really motivated to do something a little bit bold.
Well, maybe that's let's talk about that phrase, do something, because that maybe is where the rub comes sometimes. How does a strong-willed woman balance sort of activity, just doing something, versus kind of waiting on the Lord?
Well, and that's, you know, of course, waiting on the Lord has some interesting possibilities, doesn't it? I mean, I want to be doing something, and I want to keep peddling while I'm waiting. But according to the Bible and according to what I've been taught and I know is true, it's not always. You know, you shouldn't always be doing something. What if you're doing the wrong thing? And one of my good friends, when I was working on the book, she's very opposite of me in style, but she's very similar to me in strength of will. So I said, well, let's talk about some things we agree on as strong-willed women. You know, you're real analytic, but I'm not, but we all strong women, we want to take action, right? And she goes, that's right, take action. So I says, well, let's get up, let's go, let's do. And she said, no, we have to sit down and make a plan first. And I said, make a plan? That's not action. And we're laughing because to her, you know, the action she was taking was way too tame for me. And yet we both had the same goal in mind. We were both very strong-willed about it. But we approach it in a very different way. And then the bottom line is, of course, we want to honor and glorify God in whatever way we do things. We don't want to be ahead of him, and we don't want to run over him, obviously. And we want to make sure that our actions and that our words bring honor and glory to God.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.